Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
The news has been full of conspiracy theories lately. We've all seen the headlines about famous figures over the past couple of months, but some of these stories grow more legs than others. Some are funny and some are just batshit crazy. We've had some crazy celebrity conspiracy theories pop up over the years. So Cassie Delaney, co-founder of Outcaster and co-host of The Creep Dive, is in studio just to tell us about some of the biggest celebrity conspiracy theories in modern times. Cassie, you're very welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I am great. This is my special interest. This is my Roman Empire. I cannot believe I have carved a career for myself getting to talk about this kind of crap.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you need to educate us all, because some of the people on this list, I had no idea there was conspiracy theories floating around them.
You could actually Google any celebrity and conspiracy theory and you will find something mental. But these are some of my favourites.
These are your faves?
Some of my faves, and some that have grown legs over the last couple of years. So these are the really, really popular ones that go around.
Okay, we will start with Beyonce.
Yes, so Beyonce, very timely, obviously. Her new album's coming out tomorrow, isn't it? So the theory is that Beyonce is actually much older than she says she is, and that it's a cover-up because she gave birth to her sister Solange as a teenager. So the theory goes back to this post that came from someone that she used to work with on the internet. And apparently, right, according to Beyonce and her family, her actual birth date is the 4th of September 1981. But according to this post, she's actually born in 1974.
Okay. So,
yeah, a good bit old. It would put her at like 50 now, right? Which, I mean, she could be. There's no
because
harm.
Well, not to lean into it, but Jay-Z is probably around 50.
I think so.
Yeah, he's a lot older, right? Yeah. He's a lot older than her.
I mean, look, there's a lot of things here that do make sense.
Oh, God,
We can't go too far down the rabbit hole in them, right? So a post appeared on the internet from someone who said she worked in Columbia Records. And she said, I saw a picture of Beyonce's driver's license that was on my manager's computer once. Don't ask how. It's best we don't ask any questions of these people who purport these theories. And she says then that Beyonce's own cousin confirmed to her that Solange was the sister and then raised by the parents. But the theory then grew further legs, because you know Gabrielle Union, the actress?
Yes.
She said once in an interview that her and Beyonce were really good friends when they were teenagers. Now Gabrielle is born in 1972, so if Beyonce's really born in 81, they wouldn't have been teenagers at the same time.
God, she must have really good genes or doctors or
great skin. Just unbelievable. Great, I mean, she's got money. So yeah, it's easy to be that beautiful when you've got money.
This is very true. Yeah. This is very true. Okay, so that sounds very believable. I mean, it's not as mad as some of them. I mean, I find the Avril Lavigne one. Can we talk about that for a second? Because people are saying the Avril Lavigne that we know and see
that we
very
loved,
rarely.
We loved the ties. We loved the little sweatband things on the wrist. We loved the tank tops, the skirts over jeans. She was very influential. The theory is that at the height of her fame, she died.
Okay.
So in 2003, shortly after the release of her first album, Let Go, she apparently died and was replaced by a body double named Melissa Vandella. So the evidence from this theory comes from a couple of different like mad concepts. One is these subliminal messages that apparently appear in her second album, and a photo shoot in which she had Melissa written on her hand. There was a blog that went back to 2011, a Brazilian blog called Avril Está Morta, or Avril is Dead. And that's where they've kind of played out this theory and written all the, you know, the literature about it.
Melissa written on her hand in a photo shoot. Would you write your own name on your hand? Surely you would write Avril on your hand to keep reminding yourself.
I am Avril, not Melissa. Yeah. Okay. So Avril was asked about this once on a TV show in 2014, but she said it was the first time she'd ever heard about it. And her response was just, well, I'm here and I'm in Brazil. When she was asked, had she died and was she replaced by a clone or a body double? But I mean, that sounds like something a body double would be taught to say.
Would say.
Yeah. You know, she's not going to be like, cat's out of the bag now.
Joanne McNally is doing a recent podcast about this as well.
She is, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's hugely successful. Why is there still a huge interest in this in particular?
This one has just been going around the internet for years and years and years. And I guess because Avril's, you know, image changed over the years, her sound kind of changed. People were just so hell-bent on her being who she was in 2003 that they couldn't deal with the idea that women adapt and grow and progress and therefore she must be a clone.
She must be.
Must
she
be. Must it's the be. Only explanation
okay,
for it.
Okay, I'm onto that one. I feel like poor Nicolas Cage always gets the short end of the stick, but what is the biggest conspiracy theory about him?
So this is probably one of the maddest ones, and this is the theory that Nicolas Cage is actually a vampire, because this came from the most bizarrest place on the internet, an eBay auction. What happened was this fella called Jack Mord in 2011 listed an 1870 post-Civil War photograph of an unidentified man and put it up for £1 million, saying that this photograph was proof that Nicolas Cage was a vampire. Now, the resemblance between Nicolas Cage and this unidentified man is absolutely
it's the same person, but yeah. One has a moustache, right? I've seen that picture. It's the same person.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A moustache is very 1870. And if you did want to hide your identity, shaving your moustache seems like a clever thing to do. Mm-hmm. So Mord claims that this photograph is like undisputable proof that Nicolas Cage has been living for more than 140 years and is a vampire. But Nicolas himself came out and said he has a reflection and he doesn't drink people's blood.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, but again, something a vampire would say.
Elvis Presley, is he still alive? I have a little clip here of Bob Joyce.
Bob Joyce. So this is one of the best theories. Obviously, there's loads of theories that Elvis faked his death. So he should have died in 19... See, I'm bought in now. I'm down the rabbit hole. I believe he's alive. Yeah. So he was apparently dead in 1977 at the age of 42, famously after a heart attack on the toilet. But there's been loads of theories that he either still works on the grounds of Graceland. But the most popular theory is that he is a singing pastor from Arkansas called Bob Joyce. Now, they look incredibly similar, and Bob Joyce has a voice that fans say is uncannily like Elvis's.
Okay, let's have a listen. Here is Bob Joyce.
Oh, Lord my God, will I?
Very similar.
Very.
Very similar.
Very similar. They look very similar. It makes sense. I mean, I was talking to friends about these theories yesterday and I was like, if you were that famous and locked away and you had the money, would you also not fake your death?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If, Jen, if things get too big now yeah. for you, would yeah. you not just...
Like the middle of Dancing with the Stars. Just...
Yeah. Would you not just pop off... Get a new identity, head up to Donegal.
Yeah, it's kind of a cruel
life.
It's kind of a cruel thing to do to your family and friends, I would say.
I think there's a couple of people you could bring in on it.
Could you?
Yeah.
So you think people have to know. But if people know, surely that spreads. Surely.
I mean, but you just end up with these crazy theories like this.
Yeah.
You know, we could be sitting here in 2 years' time and I'll be back and being like, you know, Jen's alive and in Donegal, yeah. running a little fish shack beside the sea.
That sounds like the dream,
That's
actually.
That's what you want to do, yeah.
Tell me about Katy Perry.
Okay, this one is wild and I don't think has much basis, but it was just too bizarre to not put in here.
Okay.
And this is the theory that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey. So JonBenet Ramsey was a American child beauty queen who died tragically at the age of 6 in her family home. And the conspiracy here is actually pretty insensitive, but the idea is that JonBenet was not actually murdered and she was rebranded as Katy Perry. Now, the timelines don't add up. Katy
right.
Perry is actually 6 years older than JonBenet, but it comes essentially from this theory that JonBenet's parents look really, really similar to Katy Perry's parents.
God.
And there is a kind of resemblance when they age up. Well, like they age up a child who's covered in makeup, she's going to look like anyone.
Yeah.
This one is just bizarre. But she's been asked about it. She was asked about it when she was at the VMAs a couple of years ago, told to blink twice if you're actually JonBenet Ramsey. And she just laughed saying, you know, that's not real.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. Yeah. So she's not leaning into it. Britney Spears?
Britney Spears has been shrouded in conspiracy over the last couple of years. We were just laughing about this outside. Like if you had said 10 years ago when we were all, you know, contemplating that she was locked away, we were all laughing that off.
Yeah.
But like that did turn out to be true. Mm-hmm. So there's been more and more since her conservatorship ended. And the main one recently is that she is that all the footage and all the stuff we see of her is actually AI. This goes back to her wedding in 2022 to Sam, and fans essentially scoured the footage of the wedding and the photographs and were zooming in and saying that it was generated by AI and that it wasn't her. So there's one particular photo that left fans completely divided because they could apparently spot several signs that it wasn't Britney Spears. They said her eye colour was wrong, that it was Jessica Simpson's nose, that her teeth didn't match. And like, she does have a physical, like, she does look different from what we're used to, but she's come out and said things like she had, you know, her veneers removed, she's changed her appearance, she's aged, God forbid. So she does look a little bit different, but fans who were hellbent on her, who were like really followed the kind of Free Britney movement, are claiming that there is still more that we don't know about Britney Spears.
Okay.
And what she's under, which to an extent is probably true.
I think she would have put it in the book though, no? Yeah. Like, she was very honest in the book.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, there's going to be reasons why she can't talk out about stuff, you know? The legalities of writing a book. You can't get anything in there.
Okay, well, time will tell. Tell us what you can about the Glee curse.
Okay, so this one's pretty dark because this has real basis in reality, obviously. So it's a little bit weirder than the rest of the theories, and it's that the cast of Glee were cursed by something. And the basis is really that 8 people involved with the show have died in really tragic circumstances.
But that has happened. Like, yeah. So this is the creepiest one.
Yeah, it is. So obviously Corey died of an accidental overdose when they were filming the 4th and 5th seasons of Glee. In 2015, another one of the actors, Mark, was arrested and then he died 3 years later. Naya Riviera died in 2020, trying to save her son while drowning.
That's
so like
right.
Real like Final Destination kind of deaths. Very, very unusual. But then outside of the main cast, there were 5 people connected to the production who also died in really tragic circumstances. 2 of heart attacks at a young age, one who was in charge of props and one who was the assistant director. 2 more people who died by suicide, and then a production assistant and a stand-in for Matthew Morrison who died in a car crash.
Wow.
Yeah, so really untimely deaths. The idea that this production was somehow cursed or there was just real misfortune happening there.
That is scary.
That's a hard one to ignore because those deaths are
real. It is. It absolutely is. And Taylor Swift apparently is also a crime writer.
Oh, I
love... Just moving away from Glee for a second. Yeah.
Loved this one. So obviously the busiest woman in the world still has time to sit down and write a 3-part crime series. But this one was really weird. So to explain this, Ellie Conway is the author of a crime thriller called Argyle. And before Argyle was even released, it was snapped up by Apple for 200 million quid to be adapted. So the movie came out before the book. It was directed by Matthew Vaughn of Kingsman and starred like Henry Cavill, Ariana DeBose, Bryan Cranston, Dua Lipa and Bryce Dallas Howard playing Ellie Conway. You might have seen the ad for this. Mm-hmm. It was like an author is writing things and it turns out to be, you know, she thinks she's fictionally writing a book, but it's connected to a real crime gang. So when the ad came out, people noticed that Bryce Dallas Howard playing Ellie Conway really looked like Taylor Swift. Like, she had the cat in the backpack. She had the curly kind of red hair, very, very Swift coded. And then to sort of further proffer this conspiracy theory, because Apple had paid so much money to adapt the rights of this book, for a first-time author, everyone's like, that is really unusual. There must be someone connected to this name. And then when the media went to try and find Ellie Conway, she didn't exist. They could not find her. There was like one weird Instagram account, no followers, could not find her anywhere on the internet. So fans were like, it must be Taylor Swift, yada, yada, yada. Bryce Dallas Howard was like, we cannot actually make, they didn't do themselves any favors. They're like, we cannot definitively say whether she's connected to this production or not. But what...
That's loose, isn't it?
It's, I mean, they're doing it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
they
smart,
do.
You know? Taylor Swift is actually the third host of the Creep Dive. but what actually happened here, which was like a great twist, was that the Ellie Conway doesn't exist, but it is instead 2 different writers. Terry Hayes, who wrote I Am Pilgrim, and another author called Tammy Cohen, who is a British author behind a couple of different thrillers like When She Was Bad and They All Fall Down. So these were 2 independently very successful authors who came together to write this kind of slightly different genre of book and just allowed this to grow legs and were very clever about it.
Very, very clever. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing. Listen, thank you so much for bringing us all of that. Some of the wildest celebrity conspiracy theories in recent times, as told by Cassie Delaney, co-founder of Outcaster and co-host of The Creep Dive with Taylor Swift. If you missed any of this chat, you can catch on our podcast after the show, and you can find The Creep Dive and wherever you get your podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And you get more creepy stuff on there if you're into that kind of stuff. It's amazing.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.